harsh.
From the Ron, okay? So the Ron, let's see, what source? The Ron was source number what? 27, okay? So the Ron is really the crux of, the Ron is really the crux of this whole sugya. Okay? Yeah. Okay. So Gabriel, start reading the Ron. The Ron is on Dalet Amud Beis in the Daf Hey Arayot. Right? That's okay. Let's take, okay, what does Rav Nissim Gaon hold? Let's just summarize that part. What does he hold? Right. What did Rav hold? Rav held Chadrei Chadarim, right? Rav Nissim Gaon comes along and says, we can't paskin like Rav. Why? Because we have these cases, right, that clearly what? On the surface, right? They truly challenge the notion of Chadrei Chadarim. Like, for instance, the case of Shulchan, the Aaron case. The Aaron case. One second. He says, Tinor, right? The Aaron's one I want to focus on. Aaron's a problem. The Aaron's a real problem. Because Shulchan Mechama, Shulchan Mechama is fine. Well, let's make it easy. Shulchan Mechama, Shulchan Mechama you can apply Chadrei Chadarim to. But when it comes to, I understand. But the problem case is, I just want to focus on the Aaron case, because that's one the Ron deals with the most. The Aaron case is a problem, right? That's going to be the problem. So let's pick up where he says, because we know that the problem is there's inconsistencies. From this, Rav Nissim Gaon's pointing out that there's inconsistencies between Rav's position and various other cases. So we can't paskin like Rav. We can't paskin even with Chadrei Chadarim's usher. So pick up from Umihu Lo Nehira. Right. So what should the Gemara have said? If we don't pass like Rav, you know what the Gemara should have said? We don't pass like Rav. But it doesn't. Never says we don't pass like him. In other words, he's challenging, this is not a svara question. He's just challenging his assumption. He's saying, well, you're saying that the fact there are certain cases that aren't like Rav, right, are what he called presented problem. He says, but the Gemara should have been open about it if we're not going to pass like Rav. You can't, Rav Nissim Gaon can't come along and be the person to discover that we don't pass like Rav. The Gemara would have said, we don't pass like Rav. Okay? So therefore he says, right, the other Rabbah. Utsarich. Okay. Vahid de parakama. Okay, now that's a key case. So when it comes to the case of the Aron, right, so he's doing the Aron in his chatzar. If people see him building the Aron for the mace and the chatzar, what are they going to say? It's for the mace, okay? Vilfikach, Amr Rabbi Yerushalmi. Look how far this goes. Loshna Ella ba'adam shenim before some. Avamim hu adam before some. Osun lo aron. Afilu b'shuk. So look how far this goes. Not only would there not be Marasayan, an issue of Marasayan b'chadshu chadarim, but we go to the point where if he was a well-known person who passed away, you could build that aron publicly, right? Publicly, right? How? Okay, so keep going. The kasu a refzal.
The kasu a refzal. The halchusav ella mehahi de sar mehasam. The also lo aron min sarim hamin sarim.
Me erev yom tov.
Me erev yom tov. Rishon megabli alomer af maybe the sarim min sarim etzina so peso.
Right. Who dikon the meidak alea? My mahani labetzina. Who do we care about etzina? The choku v'amru. Now here's the key line. That's the key. So what's the qualification for Chadrei Chadarim where you say, I think that what?
If I would see him, I think
that if he had done it, Avarisura. Like, for instance, the case of, let's say, my clothes got wet. Right, and I see the guy drying the clothes. Right, so in that case, what do I say? That's a case of what? I'm thinking he's doing something that's awesome. Okay,
Avahecha shechoshen oso shesovrin shehu osa iser. Right, here I'm thinking that he's actually doing an iser. Right, but he's not doing an iser. Building the aron is there's nothing aser building the aron. Right, b'chiyai gavna b'tzina shari. In that case, b'tzina it's mutter. Right, why? Since it's mutter to do, ella sharoim toim v'choshen shu aser dafka b'makom roin hu da aser. Avash lo b'makom roin shari. Kevin shen choshen aser b'davar shu aser ella b'davar. Again, it's not a chashad b'davar shu aser ella what? That's the most important line he says. Ella b'davar shehin sovereign shu aser. That's his svara right there. Right there. In other words, in the case of the Aron, they think the guy's doing something usser. In the case of the drying the clothes, they're not saying the guy's doing something usser. There's sovereign shehu usser. Right, there's sovereign shehu usser. All right, so what do we say? What does that mean? What does that mean?
Well, it's on the surface that factually is that in the case of the Aron building, they know what he's doing. So in the case of so then it would make a difference is Chadra Chadarim Republic. Which
right.
In most cases make a difference. And then we said only in the case of the it does make a difference because there the Chashash redefines the Maisa itself, and when there's no Chashash to redefine it. But now in the case of the Aron, so usually it would be Aser anyways, but the Chan had to make a set of Matir. And now the Iser of it in the Aron wasn't because of Mar Sinai, because of the Yom Tov. And now when they're making a Matir, they're able to only make a Matir in Shia. So because of the Aron, they don't want to take out the Aron aspect, then you're okay.
Right, okay. So I'm just going to expand a little bit, okay? I think I said more than that. Whatever. You remember what you want to remember.
What?
You remember what you want to remember. Okay, let's understand the case of Shulchan Mechama, when you dry your clothes, okay? So remember, I think what I wanted to say was that when you dry your clothes, right, how's the Marzayin generated there? Because what the person says is that there's nothing wrong with the action of drying clothes. You can't say it's a problem. Rather what? The person says, oh, he must have done Kvisa. But why? Because drying clothes is the last step of the process of Kvisa. So he's mitzaref the action of drying clothes to the Kvisa itself, okay? And that's in all the cases you'll see. There's always some string, something that tethers the action that you're doing back to something usher. Okay? But here's a chiddush. But what do the chum do, though? There's no isser in drying clothes in and of itself, right? Well, they made an isser. They created an isser. Okay? They said this maisa now, they infused into the action of drying clothes, which is nothing halachically wrong with doing that. They made it into an actual isser. But they're not going to do it for everything. For instance, they're not going to say, like, they can't say a guy just can't walk, right? It has to be tethered somehow to the process of Isser. There has to be some tether there. It can't just be that a guy doesn't like the way you walk. You know what I mean? But when you create an Isser, when you create a mice that's Usser, there's nothing in it that lends itself to any differentiation. But what do we say by the Aron case, though? By the Aron case, what do we say?
So
there, what do they do? And now, let's understand what happened. In other words, on Yantav, it's Aser Bidoraisa to build Aronos. You can't do that, right? But what do they say? They said, but they created another lane, so to speak, which is that what? It's Mutter to build one for the purpose of a mace, right? They created a Heter. They said, it's Mutter to build it for a mace. Okay, so why should that make a difference?
Because here, they're not defining the action as Aser. It's already defined as Aser Bidoraisa.
Right. And really, it should have been Mutter to build the Aron for the mace publicly also. You see, by the Yishalmi, there is a situation for it to be Mutter. So, but there, what they can say is well, if a roa generates a chashash, then we can aser in a certain location. But not saying that the maisa of building an aron now is mutter. You know what I'm saying? They're saying it's still aser to build an aron. But here, there's a situation where it could be mutter. Okay? That can lend itself to... What? Yeah. So it's a... So that's why you can have a distinction. You can have a distinction between... what do you call it? Between private and public. Okay? Okay, good. So that was the first way of learning. He doesn't like it, though. So what does he say? And he says, the low Nahira, right? Is that what he says? What does he say? He says, but any Omer came. He says, no, that's not the reason. That's not the distinction. Rather what? Ella, This is not, don't even worry about Rav. We have another way out of the problem. Very easy. Right. Shima tamati lo b'shus yachid.
Ein
kan roin. And also the chinami as well. Right. Okay. So that. Okay. So what do we say for that? That's very interesting. So that possibility. Yeah. On the surface, factually, the Ron's giving a very practical answer. Because what's Ron saying practically? He's saying, what's going to happen? Either the person's going to get used to the fact he can do it in Rosh Hashanah and then think he can do it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and publicly. He'll just say, I'll switch around for Roah. Or what will happen? What will happen is that someone may pop into his chatzar. What's that showing you? It's showing you that what did they do? They basically got rid of the idea of a private Rosh Hashanah. They took this concept of Mar Science Asr Barabim, the Makam Rabbim, and said, everywhere becomes a Makam Rabbim. There's nowhere you can hide. There's nowhere to hide. Okay? So therefore, right. Apropos, right? No, that's what. What is this? What?
They are watching.
Oh, they are watching, right. There's nowhere to hide. Right, Morty? There's nowhere to hide. Now, what's his answer by the Aron? So, what does he say over there? Right, it's very interesting. So what does he want to say? So basically, his point is to say that, but Aaron's different. Why? Because by Aaron, what happened?
It's all you do, and in private, they think it's for the mace.
Right, because what do they do? What are the mechanics behind that heter? It's a little bit different than the first way of learning. What do they say? They said, of course, building an Aaron is usher, right? Even for a mace, so to speak. It's always usher to build an Aaron. But his lashon is at a dochek, meaning what? They had no choice. Meaning, what do? They carved out one specific situation where you can build an aron for a mace. This is one situation that exists, right? And that's betzina. But it's not an issue of makom rabim versus makom private, right? It's not that there's a natural tendency to say it's mutter to build for an aron for a mace. Rather, what do they say? It's, of course, it's aser. But they create this extraordinary heter, which they can limit to the situation of betzina. They have the right to do that. But that's a whole different phenomenon. Right? 1 second. The first way of learning is saying that they matted the maisa of building aron for a mace. Right? But now, once they matted the maisa, now they can take into account the chashash of a roa. But that's not in the second way of learning. The second way of learning is they didn't matter the maisa of building aron for a mace. What do they matter? They said there has to be a situation that allows for an aron to be built for a mace. So they said it can only exist with sinna. You know what I mean? There's a conceptual difference between the two. So the question was raised is that why is Iran treating the case of the Aron differently than Tosos treats the case of Shechita with the canal in your chatzar? Okay, because there, what do we say? We say that people are going to come along and say, oh, if they see you do it, you're doing it for what purpose? Be menachers the chatzar, right? And then his objective redefines the mice as a completely different mice altogether, right? Okay, so let's understand something. All right, so then we looked at the Rambam. So the Rambam says, I think that was next, right? Yeah, the Rambam says in Hilchos Yontov, Perek Hey, Halacha Dalad, right, what does he say there? Okay. And the Ravid says, that's very nice, but the Rambam made it up. Because the Gemara never says that. Meaning, the Rambam is suggesting that for some reason, it'd be mutter to do what?
To move a ladder in private, and even though usually the yasser in private, because
of right. So how could he create an exception to the rule of Chajah Karan? How's that possible? Very difficult. Right? On the surface.
Right.
And the Ravid's question is a great question. It's a killer question. Yeah.
It only works in the
whole mitzvah.
Right.
If we don't do that, it's Yotov is even greater Bechelal. So you can get rid of the accidentality of recessing the Rishas.
Exactly.
Rishas
are rabbin intrinsic, so even though Bechelal sucks. Right. Could be a little more intelligent than that, but yes, that's correct. In other words, right. In other words, and it's a good, it's an interesting thing that, the, I mean, it's an interesting approach to take. I mean, to learn the Rambam that way. It's funny because the Nosei Kelim don't even comment anywhere in that direction, but I think it's the only way you can go. You have to, in other words, basically, ultimately, you're weighing out the idea of Chajer Chadarim, what it's supposed to do, against the notion of Simchas Yantov, right? And the guy is going to go ahead and he's going to create a certain chilul if he's not able to, what do you call it, to get his Yona for Yantov, right? So there's no way that can override that Chajer Chadarim can override that. Because it's going to produce a chilul in his own Maisa. So that would be Soser, the very idea that Marasayan is coming to prevent. Right? Okay. All right. Then we took up Chashad. This is where we rushed a little bit at this point. Then we took up Chashad. Okay? So let's look at that. Let's look at that Chesed Lavram. Because the first question about Chashad is, what's the difference between Chashad and Marasayan? Right? Well, let's go through both of them, right? So the first one he says is what? The Chesed Avraham is Or Chaim Chaf Aleph. Yeah, so the first answer by the Chesed Avraham is what? Is that, his first answer is Chashad, right, does not extend to Chajer Chadarim, right? Whereas Mar Sayan does.
And according to the Tanakhama, everything's Chashad.
Right. Okay, but right. Now, what's the second answer? The second answer is the difference between Chashad and Marasayim. Is Chashad is you are doing something Aser.
Wait, what? Oh, they think you're doing something Aser.
And
Marasayim,
people think
Marasayim,
do we think it's
Mutcher,
but
they
send each other.
And then
they're
going to end up doing
something. Right. Marasayim
is.
Right.
Not yet.
I thought it was Aser.
But now that you're actually doing something Aser in the Chashad category.
Now I see. It is okay. Right. So again, chashad is you're doing something aser, and that's like the case by shkala, right? That's like the overcoat case, right? Whereas marasayin is what marasayin is, I think, is the clothing case, right? The guy's drying his clothes. What am I going to think? I'm going to think that kriis is mutter to do on Shabbos. Here, I think the guy stole. Okay.
And then we said that's terrible with the avodah zarah.
Okay, fine. Let's just answer this first. So what are these two possibilities? A little more definitively. What are the two possibilities now? That's a question. I don't think it's the main question. The main question is, what's the necessity of having two categories for? You have two different expressions. It's very funny. Marashan and Chashad. Just have like one, which is don't do suspicious things, you know? So what are his two answers? There's definitely he's trying to address, because our sheet is a holder one. There's no difference between the two. But he's trying to address the idea of what's the concept of having two separate categories. So there's two ways you can learn.
Well, number two, the Machayim, I guess. The Machayim. The reasoning for the Gezer is different.
Okay. So what's the first way? What's the first way of learning? What do you mean to say? The difference is it's a very simple difference, right? There's Chashad is no Chajer Chadarim, Marasayin is includes Chajer Chadarim. So then how would you look at the structure of Chashad and Marasayan? Now, we're not interested in what's he doing, whether he's doing us or not. We don't care about that. It's something suspicious. Chashad is category one, and then you have Marasayan. So what's he saying? What makes this difficult, by the way, which I'm not that interested in, is how to plug this into all the cases. I don't care about that. I just understand what he's saying. That what's Marasayan ultimately? Marasayan is a what? What does it have in it? Using the Atoldot type of it. What? Right. In other words, it's really just a furtherance of Chashad. It's a worse Chashad. Chashad plus. Or you could say a qualitative expression of Chashad, or whatever. But the point is, that's like an Av-Toldo relationship, which is Chashad v'Av, and a Toldo to some extent is Marasayan. Not that it's, I know it's more Chumar, which a Toldo normally isn't, but the idea is that Marasayan is really another, a sort of a unique expression of Chashad. Right, so Chashad is the category. Right, and then Marasayan is Chashad plus, okay?
So this is the overall category, and within it, you have Mara Sama.
No,
one second. So what's this side saying? That's I think this side. What's this side saying?
The two different gazeras.
So okay, that's interesting. That's great. And therefore what?
For the not related at all.
No, you can't say that.
They're vaguely related.
Okay, well, why don't you say, okay. Well, why can you say it's very simple? Say that you're right, it's not the two separate gazeras, right? But rather, they're two discrete expressions, right? Of what, though?
Oh, suspicious.
Right, doing suspicious things. I mean, there is a category called don't do suspicious things. And halacha has two discrete ways of expressing that. There's A and B. You have precedents like that in halacha. In other words, it's a very logical thinker. He said there's two ways you could approach it. You could approach it like a categorical idea, where there's a category called chashad, and Mara Sinai is an example of that category within it, but then always includes chashad. Or you say there's something called don't do things that are suspicious. And now, halacha is bothered by that. And so it creates two discrete expressions. I'm not sure what two separate zeros, but two halachic institutions.
So are we saying
what?
That?
I know.
Are we saying that?
It doesn't have to be, though. It could be to mechaive in whatever terminology you want to use, but the point is that these are two discrete expressions from one source, which is don't do things that are suspicious. That's a much different way of looking at it than this. This is one category. Mara science includes chashad in it. This is saying two discrete expressions from one, let's say we'll call it philosophical source.
So both cases, like there's two levels?
Now, with the case of chashad that is clear in the Gemara, case of chashad, is the case of Hanukkah. Right? Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. That's you. Okay, so this is the best case to draw on the board, right? Because what do we have here? Right, we have two scenarios, right? We have
hold on. You're going to tell us what you're drawing at?
No, I'm not. What do you mean? This is perfect. What do you mean?
It's amazing.
Can we put arrows, like, which four. Direction the roads
are? Does H stand for house?
Very good, Gabriel.
H stands for Hanukkah.
So there are two different Hanukkahs?
No, okay. So read the case. What's the case? Read. Read. I know you're wrong, Wade. You don't have to tell me you're wrong. Anyway, go ahead.
Go.
Okay, which means what?
You only need it when it's coming from like two different
here and here. But if it's the same way, right?
Yeah.
Then what?
You only need one.
Okay, good. Okay. Keep going.
My time up. Ilem shim chashda chashda deman ilem ba.
No, so what are you going to say? The problem is because of chashad.
Yeah.
Right? So what do you mean? What are you worried about chashad for? Now come the two possibilities. Possibility one is.
Sorry, chashda deman. Ilem chashda alma fil baruch achas nami libay.
Okay, so if I'm worried about regular chashad, right? Right. Well, this will be a problem. We'll call this scenario A and call this scenario B. Okay? So scenario A is a problem. Why?
Because people think that your one house is owned by
which people?
The regular staff. Alma.
No.
No,
the out-of-towners.
Yeah, the Alma.
Oh, right. Okay, right. The out-of-towners. Right. So, out-of-towners. Right? Okay, good. What's the second possibility? One second. So what? This won't help because what's going to happen? This guy's from out of town. What's he going to say? He's going to say, oh my God.
That person didn't light their candle.
Exactly. Or the other possibility is, and if you're going to say what? What's he going to do the facts? If you're going to say... Right, meaning, but if we're worried about people in the city, right, if we're worried about city people, okay, no chashad, right?
Because they know that you have
have two entrances on two different sides. So if they see one, then they're going to be thinking
So if he sees the candle here,
he's going to think you saw a candle,
right?
You had a candle on the other side.
Exactly, because he knows that only one guy lives here, and he knows it'd be letting two suck him. He would know the information. So there's no chashad in this situation, in scenario B, right?
Wait, so we're saying that not lighting the
candle
is the
Issa. No. The Gemara is saying, where's the Chashad here? Because if you're going to tell me that this... One second. If you're going to tell me as follows. If you're going to tell me that this case, right? That this case this should be a Chashad. Who's it a Chashad for? For out-of-towners. Because if someone from outside of Modin comes into town and sees that on my house, or he's walking this way, he sees only one candle lit, he doesn't know how many people live in here. What's he going to think? He's going to think, oh, it's really what?
Two houses,
and this guy didn't light. Okay? That's a chashad.
Okay.
But if you say we're worried about city people, right? Well, what are you worried about? The city guy, everyone in Modin knows that, well, how many people live here?
One.
Right? And therefore, if he sees a candle lit here, what is he sure of?
There's a candle lit there.
Right. Then you lit a candle here also. Right? Okay.
Or if he didn't.
What's the other way around?
You see him on the wrong side. It should be over here.
Why?
This is the side without the candle.
No.
Also wouldn't be an issue.
No.
Wait, so B is the guy still only lights one candle?
Was what? The first Havina is saying that, why do I care about out-of-towners? What do I care about out-of-towners versus people in town? Since when is that an issue?
So usually we're taking it as a axiomatic that we don't care about out-of-towners.
That's correct.
They're the odd case.
As your eyes, like, how can chashad doesn't lend itself to that? We don't take into account those types of variables.
Why wouldn't the difference be if it's in towners passing by the house, they know that it's one big house. If it's an out of towner, they just see one house without a candle lit.
No, they're gonna say it's two houses. Right. No, you're right. No, I'm saying so. But why do we care about why would we even suggest the possibility of a chashad existing by out of towners?
Do chashad take on the characters of the
Right, that's the Chiddush. There's a Chavina saying what you might think is that Chashad actually takes upon itself, it internalizes the characteristics of the specific mitzvah. And what's the key component of this mitzvah? Pearson. Which would imply that there's an actual requirement that you as a member of the city must maximize your Pearson to make sure that no one ever thinks it's anything other than done correctly. But the point though is that you could argue that Chashad goes as far as to actually take into account the specific characteristics of whatever mitzvah is attached to. That's one extreme.
Okay.
Okay, now, with that in mind, okay, now how's it flow to the next step? Why is this case so different? Because here, what happened, right? I did the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah, right? The chashad isn't that I didn't do the mitzvah properly. What's the chashad? That imaginary guy didn't do the mitzvah properly, right? Mm-hmm. What?
Someone did do that.
Well, someone. That's what I mean by imaginary. I'm saying is that.
He didn't do the mitzvah either. He just thinks someone did the mitzvah, someone didn't do the mitzvah.
A mitzvah was done here properly and here not done at all, right? So the thing is, that's not, but it's a much different kind of idea of chashad, because normally chashad is, again, use the mikdash case. I go into the mikdash and the guy thought I stole something, right? Here, what's the problem here? The chashad isn't that
passive.
I did something wrong,
passive.
Right?
It's the fact you didn't do something.
It's worse. It's that the chashad here is that someone should have lit here.
No one.
Who?
No one.
Well,
who cares if it has to be on somebody? It doesn't make a difference.
What do you mean?
Well, let's say they see a guy laying out clothing on Shabbos, but they have no idea whose house it is.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what's unique about the mitzvah here. That's exactly the... Again, so in the first scenario by the Havamina, so the Gemara is telling you is that if you treat it like a regular Peshad case, so what you say is the guy did a Maisa lighting. Who cares what he didn't do, right? He didn't light in the second Pesach, but that's not a Maisa. The Chiddush is saying that because of the nature of Pearson, we would say that even though the Maisa is incomplete, he only lit in one Pesach. By the way, there is a I think that's the first Havamina. The first Havamina is really saying that that what's unique about the chashad here is that it's incorporating the idea of Pearson. And normally speaking, the guy did a Maisa. He didn't do anything wrong in his Maisa, but we're saying there's an incomplete Maisa. Okay? And therefore that would be lacking in Pearson. Now what's the second Havamina?
How do you decide what characteristics
you have to, well, that's simple. It's a general idea. Question is, how does a chashad work? Is it a principle? Or do you have to evaluate each situation?
So in the Havamina, you just give a random character to the mitzvah? Like, which one do you give it?
Well, Pearson is what makes the mitzvah unique.
One offshoot of this whole sugya in the case of Hanukkah is that certainly according to Moshe, Chashad can incorporate things that are not even, it's not even the Maisa Mitzvah being, or it's not a question of whether he did the Maisa Mitzvah or not, it's how good of a job did he do.
It's making a bracha on itself.
In other words, that question of whether you make a bracha on lighting for the Chashad, the Machlokas would be very easy. The first guy is going to say you will never make a bracha on the Chashad. Why? Because you're Yotzei Mitzvah already. Right, so it's just a question of Kiyum and Pearson, right? Or Kiyum and avoiding Chashad. But that's not the Maisa Mitzvah. You did the Maisa Mitzvah. But what would the other side say? In other words, the question you have to ask is what's generating the chiyuv of making the bracha on the chashad? No. The point that we're supposed to be emphasizing is that chashad will only emerge when there's only one possible outcome, right? That the, what do you call that? We see that by the case of Avodah Zarah also, but there's only one possible outcome, which is that the guy didn't light. But here, since it's two psachim, and since they know the house is two psachim, there's more than one possible outcome, which is the guy might have lit also, right? So you can't assume chashad would exist. So is anything wrong with his maisa? No, his maisa was perfectly fine. So what's the maskana? What's the maskana saying? That's all I want to say. That one second, that pirsum is part of that. The maisa must include pirsum, and therefore, if the guy walks by, and this is the chiddush, okay? The chiddush is the lack of the action, right? The lack of pirsum there can produce chashad. In other words, normally what I would say is that I did an action, and that action itself has produced a chashad.
What?
That I didn't do the mitzvah properly.
Which then I have whatchamacallit.
All right, so we look at the Avodah Zarah case, right? And you based someone off. So what's the case in the Mishnah, right? What's the case in the Mishnah?
You can't enter a city that's worshiping Avodah Zarah during their holiday.
You can't. Right, one second. Right. So what's the case? So you have two scenarios, right? You have road, right, and it leads right into Avodah Zarah land, right? And then you have the other case, which is that
goes through it.
The other case is where the road goes through it, right? This being Avodah Zarah land, right? So the Gemara says what? The Gemara says that in Yubi Zamav, what does it say? It says
that road's an issue.
But this road is definitely a problem. Okay, what's everyone agrees
enter the city.
Right, you definitely can't be in the city. That's for sure. Okay? Now the question is, can I take this road? So everyone says that what? I can't take this road, but because of Chashad, right? But here, this is my focus, right? So one side says that as long as the road's going through, it's fine. The other side says, no, it's still a problem. What do we want to say?
Either it's you look at entering the city. In which case you're going to enter the Avodah Zarah land, leave the Avodah Zarah land, and it's Nasser.
Right. I think it's very reasonable because you say it all the time. Like when you're driving, you could say you're driving, sometimes you'll say you're driving through a city. Why? But hold on. Let me just say it first.
Okay.
But either you could say that put in more halakhic terms. The question is that how you define a maisa knisa? Because that's the issur. The issur is to do an act of entering into the city. So there's two possibilities. Do you say it goes by traversing the boundary per se? Right? So once I enter into it, who cares? Right? Like, am I now in the city boundary? Yes. Or do you say no? It goes based on the objective. As long as his objective, I know you're going to say redefines a maisa, but as long as the objective is to get through, right? So then you can say that's not a maisa knisa. Maisa knisa is based on the objective of the guy. So since there's more than one opportunity here for what he's going through for, then it'd be fine. And the example we gave is like when you pass through a town, right? If I'm driving through Baltimore, right? You wouldn't necessarily say I'm in Baltimore. So I'm driving through it. I mean, there's never a point in time where you can actually say I did a maisa knisa.
Yeah.
Okay.
So everyone agrees that.
So the Gemara Chesam Beis says what? Right. So okay. Amar Abaye. So he qualifies it, right? Amar Abaye.
Amar Abaye. Below Amron El Deleka Pesach.
Pesach Achrina. That's only if what? There's no other Pesach. Aval Ika Pesach Achrina. No, less lan ba. Okay, there's no chashad.
Okay.
And the next one, velo
amron el deleka be kneshasa
achrina.
Aval yeka be kneshasa achrina.
Less lan ba. Velo amron el
dele deretuna velo rahid velo manach tefillin. Aval yeka chadmina hanach less lan ba.
Okay, so of course, if you wanted to, you could define each havi and maskana here, each separate thing.
Okay.
What? Well, we could. I didn't do this in preparation. I just cared about the main idea. What? Oh, so let's work it out. No, I wanted to work it out. This is where they had to tell him when I was done preparing. So, but what's the overall issue, though? Let's express, what's the overall concern of Chashad here? Well, not to the shul. You can't be mizayon to the shul, but what's the Chashad? Where's Rashi in this?
Is Rashi in
this? Yeah. Oh, you know, he says, Shanira what? Shanira kemavriach atzmo mi pesach beis hakneses shev mizrach. So what does it appear like he's doing?
Where are you?
In Rashi. Asur Lavor?
Are you ignoring the Dore?
Well, yeah. He's like, what do you call it? He's like, well, so what, no, that's what he says though. What does that mean? What? What?
No, it's not.
Okay. He says, the Olam Yizar Adam, he says, Shelo Yechashduhu, right? So it shouldn't be Chashad, that what? Haroim, right? Kiporek me'olav kabal salmach l'shamayim. So what's going to happen? If he walks by that door, what are people going to say? He's rejecting tefillah. Yeah.
He's, oh, man, I didn't want to say that.
Porek me'olav kabal salmach l'shamayim. V'im yesh sham davar, listen to this. V'im yesh davar sheyeh nishmar bo mechashad zeh, but there's something there that will protect him from that chashad, pigon. Is interesting. What does he say? He says, let's say a guy's carrying what? Let's say a guy's like, right, which means what?
He's clearly not going for
right. The shul. Right, he's doing it because he's, what do you call it? He's going to work, whatever it is. Okay? Yeah, so what do you say? So you want to say, what's the chashad? The chashad is, people are going to say that, what are you doing? That you are rejecting tefillah. Well, yeah. Okay. And one more point, and this Gemara Krisis also is interesting, because what does it say there? What daf is it? Yeah.
The only one that...
The rightest.
Yeah, the only one that says Krisis.
Yeah. Okay.
Who else wants?
Okay.
Josh.
Because this is interesting also. This is the case of, if I remember correctly, this is the Rabbanan case. But anyway, so what does the Gemara in Krisis say?
Yeah.
Just look, take a look at the case.
Dam dagim shekinsu aser.
Okay, what does that mean?
So the blood of fish.
Rashi adds in one important word. Kinsu the what? Right, it's like it's a very important word you need, because what you put it into?
In a cup.
Okay, so Rashi says, I was saying, so the Gemara is saying, so what's the case? Like, if you can't do what, you can't keep dam blood in a cup. Rashi says why?
Dog
blood in a cup. Why? Rashi says the michlof b'dam behema, right? V'aroa omer mutar le'achol dam. So what's the person going to say? You're drinking animal blood. Okay. But then the Gemara says, hold on, then the Gemara says what? No, Vafila Chachila. Okay. So, but we see what's Halacha, that Dam Dagim is Mutar L'Chachila. Enjoy your fish blood. Okay. Dam, oh yeah. Let's just focus on the fish for now. So that's, it's Mutar L'Chachila. Okay. Hahi B'Shelo Kinso. Which means what?
Well, then that's when it has a cancer cup.
What?
That's when it didn't go into the cleat.
Right, meaning straight out of the out of the fish. Okay. So where it says. Mi aser. How could that ever be aser? Why would it even be aser if I didn't put into a cleat? Hatanya.
Hatanya. Dam shall gavi kikar.
Let's say you bite into a sandwich, right? Mm-hmm. And what happens? Right, now what? Whereas, let's say, what happens, which happens quite often, when you brush your teeth, your gums bleed, because no one knows, no one flosses. So what happens?
You can drink the blood.
Relax.
I don't floss ever.
Okay, good. So you what do you call it? You can swallow it, okay? Shall banish inayim motso bolo. Right, okay, and you don't have to worry about it. It's interesting. What the hamino would be? Why you would be worried? I mean, you don't have to worry about it. Why? What? Ella. No, he's. Say it again. Well, you're not worried that what? You're not. No one can. No, it's not. Without using the words Mara Sion, there is a difference. No one's going to see it. Look at Rashi. Dam Sha'al Kikar. Afa Gav Dilav Kikansu Dami. Even though it's not exactly like the case of the blood into the kli, right? Veleka Isura Miu Mitzvas Parash Yishbo. Aval Shabina Shinayim Da Kasi Mechubarhu. Since the blood is still attached, meaning to you, right? Afilu Mitzvas Parash Embo. Umotzo Veinochoshesh Velo Kikansu Dami. And that's not a case like it's in the kli. Okay. So does the Gemara conclude? The Gemara says. Kaskasim. Stop. So what's the difference in the case? Rashi, the isbe bedam kaskasim mutal chachila. The law asila chlufei bedam behema chayev oaf. So that you can, that you're allowed to have, right? You can, if you're in a kli, if you had dam kaskasim, that'd be mutter. Why?
Because it's obviously fish.
Right. It looks.
The hemas don't have scales.
Right. It looks a lot different. So by the way, so this is the